this can't be the band that you want representing Scotland, right?
Why would you come out with this?
You'd rather have some Snow Patrol or Frightened Rabbit or something like that.
Everywhere we go, we have this. Before we enter a building,
I apologize.
A party, a pub, you name it, we have the Proclaimers blasting 500 miles.
Is there a song other than this? Like in Scotland, did they have a backup hit?
There's many, but like the words are very simple to remember when you've had a beer. So
yes, it is.
It works. It's universal.
Well, it is Rich, Ken, Ted, Johnson, 93.7 WEEI, and that is the voice of Kat Harvey, and she is from Scotland STV Radio, and she is here in America covering the Tartan Army, something I am learning all about right now, Ken.
And by the way, our insider is presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Double your winnings at the Fanatics Sportsbook. 100% profit boost. Fanatics Sportsbook, where winning hits different.
All right. The Tartan Army. Kat, I have to tell you, I until yesterday,
yeah,
I was saying I don't feel like the World Cup is here. And I went walking down. I had to go to the Prudential yesterday, and it was Scottish accents everywhere I went.
Yes.
You guys roll deep.
We do. And we party hard. And we're loud. And we're musical. And just for context, so at the Euros in 2024... Scottish fans were voted on German television as the best supporters of the Euros.
Wow.
The last time we were at a World Cup, and by the way, this is why we're going big and we're going hard, we haven't been at a World Cup for 28 years.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay?
Wow.
28 years. So this is massive for us. So there's if you were 35 or under, you probably would never remember Scotland being at a World Cup.
Sure.
So that's why everyone has sold their houses, they've left their families, they've basically done everything, they're skiving off work, they're here, and we're in Boston for two games, which is incredible.
Which is wild, and I think that haven't you guys declared a bank holiday in Scotland for the first game?
Yeah, we have, but it's 2 days after the game, which says it all.
it's the hangover.
Yeah, the game in our time, so it's Saturday night your time, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning our time.
So the game starts at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
Scotland?
Yeah, so there's a 5 hour time difference. It's a big difference. So you can imagine everyone has to go to the pub at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So they're not getting home till 5 in the morning. But then the bank holiday's not that day, it's the next day.
Oh, that's so great.
So yeah, that just shows you it's a big, big thing for us. It really, really is.
All right, so paint a picture for me of the Tartan Army.
The Tartan Army, I mean, we're very colourful. The Tartan, it's in the word, right? So everyone in Scotland has a clan. Like your name, your past is linked to a clan, and each clan has its own tartan. So you'll see loads of men in kilts, which, if you're not familiar, is a kind of plaid skirt. But
sure.
But don't ever say that, because it's for big Highlanders, you know.
Like, yeah.
Have you seen Highlander Braveheart?
Oh, sure, of course.
So don't tell anyone that they're wearing a skirt. So everyone has their own clan. So most people will be wearing the tartan that belongs to their family.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the best thing about, you know, coming to America is everybody has a Scottish grandpa, mm-hmm, or a granny, or their auntie. Anywhere in the East Coast of America has a really strong connection to either Scotland or Ireland.
Yeah.
So the tartan bit is that. The army is just because there's loads of us.
Yeah.
There's like literally no trouble ever. We are very self-policing. We just like to have fun.
Did I hear that they ran out of liquor on one of the planes that everyone's coming
on? No. They've run out of that on all the planes. Yeah.
So where are you staying? Is everybody congregated downtown, or just wherever you can find a place?
To be honest, it's the whole East Coast of America. I mean, I have pals that flew into Chicago because it was like $100 cheaper. Now, like, you do know you have to get to Boston. So I'm in a little Airbnb near Fenway Park.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And everybody else is just scattered all over the place. But you'll find us.
Yeah.
We'll find you.
Was it affordable, your Airbnb?
No. Literally, I won't be able to put my heating on for the next 10 years when I go home. I've never, ever, and that's been the big thing, you know, looking at the serious side of it.
Yeah.
We have never been to a tournament that's so expensive. Insane how expensive it is. From the, I guess, the cost of living here is really, really high. I
mean, it is.
For context, we can get a pint of beer for under $5 at home.
Yeah.
And you're not getting that here.
Oh, hell no, you're not.
And also, like in Scotland, we don't tip the way you tip. So we're all getting, like tipping your server.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So you guys don't...
You do. A general thing is you would say 10% of the bill.
Yeah.
But over here, like, they chase after you and ask what's wrong if you don't leave it.
It's 20%.
Rich does $2 a drink, right?
Three. If you're doing a drink, it's like $2 a drink. That's kind of the standard.
That's what I'm trying. We all now know that. So it's just trying to learn that. So we're not being, we've never done it before.
Well, that was one of the things that there was complaints about, because they filed something to have the bars stay open later. I think they usually close at 2, but now they're open till 3.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people are just like, hang on. A lot of people from like international travelers don't tip, because it's in other countries. They don't tip as much. They don't tip as well.
It's just not a thing. Yeah. It's just not a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we will always leave 10% and stuff like that. But now we know, right, okay. Because we now worked out, if you give them more, you get served faster.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I learn fast.
You tip them big at the beginning. Oh, that's a Boston trick. You tip them big at the beginning, and that way we remember you at the bar when you go back up there.
Yeah, but what a city, though. The welcome we've had so far. I've only been here a couple of days.
Yeah.
And everybody just wants to talk.
Oh, good.
I'm astonished, though, that not that many people know why we're here.
Okay, so that's what I want to ask you about. Because that we just played part of a report.
Yep.
And I was saying this on the air yesterday, is that I couldn't feel any kind of presence for the World Cup. As a matter of fact, I went and picked up my son at the airport the other day. And, you know, we've had the Super Bowl is our big thing here with football.
Course.
And so when you go to a Super Bowl city, when you land in the airport, I mean, you feel like it's you're engulfed in ads and Super Bowl this, Super Bowl that. And I went to the airport. There's like a sign or two, like nothing too crazy. And around town, I couldn't feel really anything. And it wasn't until I heard all the accents and the huge crowd in front of the hotel where Mbappe is, you know, that I realized, oh, yeah, I forgot the World Cup is here.
I need to point out, we are only just warming up. If you thought you heard singing yesterday, we're just warming up.
But... So how do you guys celebrate? Like, give me an example. Like, if I was to stumble into, let's say they win. Let's say Scotland wins their first game.
Does it get violent?
Stumble was a good choice of words. No, we do like to party. We do like a drink every now and again.
Yeah.
We don't win that often, but I mean we've got a good team at the moment.
You're the favourite on Saturday, right? I mean,
yes.
Okay.
But it's a difficult group because we're the only group in the whole World Cup that's got two teams that are in the top 10. Both of which are not us. but when we win, we go for it. We really go for it. But Scottish people are, you know, it's the kind of Celtic way. We like storytelling. We love live music.
Yeah.
So you'll find us anywhere that there's somebody with a guitar singing, and we all join in.
Okay.
We love to sing.
Excellent.
We don't have to be good at it.
Yeah.
But also like to embrace the local cultures, and like we'd like to go where you guys go, and we all want pictures with, here's my new best friend from Boston.
Well, you're going to be over towards Fenway Park tomorrow night. You know, the Red Sox are back.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get to see a decent amount of what they call them mass holes, which is people from
mass holes.
Yeah, from Massachusetts. Yeah. They're mass holes.
Yeah.
That's the people.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So make sure you go down there and you'll see like a decent
and
amount
will,
of
will
the
I
game.
Get into trouble if I call them a mass hole?
No, it's a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Don't try that in Scotland. Well, we're actually. Do you know about the big march on Sunday then?
No. What is that?
Okay, so there's a big march. So the Boston Red Sox, there was so many Tartan Army in town, and obviously, because you've got us for 10 days, what do we do? We can't drink for, we could, but no, it's not very good for you. So
sure.
For 10 days, we need to try and do something, and somebody in the Tartan Army come up with the idea, there's a baseball series on, why don't we go and we'll go and take in a baseball game?
Yeah. You're going to see some bad baseball.
Oh, really?
Sox stink.
There's
well,
a
listen,
bad year.
We know nothing about it, so we don't care.
Yeah. So you're going to go there just having
We're
no idea what's going on?
Match experience. I went for a walk around the Fenway Park this morning, and I just got goosebumps. I love old stadiums.
Oh,
you know
it's great.
That way?
The stadium's
great. And
I just
saw it, and I just thought, oh, my goodness, the memories. And, like, sport is different, right? So, like Scotland is a football country, it is. But it's family, it's friends, it's the memories to make, it's the people that you go with, it's like taking your kids and the fact that your dad took you and stuff like that. And I just got goosebumps outside that stadium. So you're now telling me it's going to be rubbish?
No, the stadium's great. Yeah, the team playing inside of it stinks.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah, no. Fenway Park is unbelievable.
Right.
It really is a great place to go see a game. But this is an all-time bad team.
So on Sunday then, there's 5,000 Scottish people going to the Boston Red Sox
game.
That's
great.
That's awesome.
And we have a march from, is it the Bays in Boston?
The home plate? Or no?
No.
The base?
Bay. Boston Bay?
Oh, Back Bay?
Back Bay. That's it.
That's
well,
the area. Back Bay. The general area. Yep.
Which is like where I heard all the Scottish people yesterday over by the Prudential Mall. Yeah.
So we have an official march that's been approved, like with just basically lots of Scottish people walking along our street.
Wow, that's great.
Okay.
Going to the baseball to watch the team that you're now telling me are rubbish to have a night out. And I think it's the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. You're very well informed.
So thank you. I Googled.
Are you worried about getting to the actual stadium Saturday night? Do you have plans, like, to how to get... You know it's not in the...
For the football.
It's way the hell out there. Yeah.
No, that's been an absolute nightmare, to be honest, because logistically, everyone's been planning for months for this World Cup. And, the price of the train tickets quadrupled in the space of match day.
Right.
And that's not on. You know,
that's not on.
Well, it is, but it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the day before, I think the tickets were like $12, and it's like $80.
It's $80, yeah, and hard to get to from Fenway. Now you have to get down to South Station. I would imagine, right, to get on the train. So yeah. We'll have to draw you a map.
This isn't real, is it, Stiz? Yeah. Okay, so you were talking about the price of things.
Yeah.
Our producer Stiz, he just sent me this thing from Boston Stadium, which is usually Gillette Stadium, where you guys are gonna be playing.
Oh, don't tell me.
If you want a thing of popcorn, it's $13.
For Disney on Ice.
Ice cream, it is $8.
They don't want that. They want the beer. What's the beer price?
He doesn't even have the beer on here. But I mean, beer's usually like $20 at a lot of these.
Are you picky
games.
About the beer? Does it matter what? What do you think of the local beer?
We drink anything.
Oh, okay.
Sam Adams is the best.
Yeah, sure.
But I've heard it's very good.
Yeah, yes.
Sam Adams, yes. I went, is that the, there's a pub with a nice sort of beer garden that overlooks Quincy's Market?
Yeah, that's true. Right,
yeah,
over,
I was recording stuff there earlier.
Oh, nice.
It seemed very good.
Okay. Yeah.
My friend had a pint and thought it was lovely.
You can go to Bell and Hand. It's like the oldest, is that the oldest tavern,
yeah,
I think, in America? It's right down there. Yeah.
I've actually got you some Scottish goodies for you.
What do you got? You got some haggis?
Well, there's actually, no, you're not allowed haggis, you know that?
What?
You banned it, not us.
We banned it here?
We banned haggis?
Really?
I actually don't even know what haggis is. I just know it's Scottish. What is it?
Well,
it's like meat.
Which animal is it?
It's the bits that you normally wouldn't eat.
Yeah, okay.
It's like testicles.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know what haggis is.
I'm not coming to yours for dinner.
We said the parts we need, I'll eat almost anything. We eat hot dogs.
It's like awful.
What is haggis?
You know, your kidney and all that. It's kind of mushed up, and it's got oatmeal in it and pepper.
And it's sheep? It's a sheep?
It sounds disgusting.
It was served in a sheep's stomach, right? And it does sound disgusting, but it's actually really nice.
Okay.
It's like any kind of spicy sausage meat. You banned it. American banned it.
Oh, boy. Sorry about that.
Okay. So, none of yeah. Okay,
so not you guys.
We didn't want to. Yeah, we didn't.
I don't know. So, anyway, there you go. So, the fun part of this is, yeah.
It's, and I like how you called it, it's not plaid. You pronounced it a different way. Plaid?
Plaid?
That's
yeah,
how you
it's just a tartan. Oh, yeah, it's like a Czech. So, this came from, the funny story is it came from Visit Scotland, who are our official tourist body.
Oh, wow.
And
butter shortbread.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just bribing you with sugar.
This.
Now, this is.
Is this a beer?
It's not a beer. So Iron Brew is Scotland's national drink.
Wow.
Iron Brew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
It's a soft drink?
It's a soft drink.
It's like a cola?
It's a soft. But it outsells cola and Pepsi. It's the only country in the world that the local drink outsells Pepsi and cola.
Oh, okay. I didn't get you anything, so I will grab something from the
That's
studio.
Okay. I don't need stuff.
Random beer.
Yeah. Random
beer is great. Take that. And take the crisps. How about that?
So it's just some Scottish goodies.
Now, your accent I can understand, but there are some people that I cannot from Scotland. So how many, the people that are here in the Tartan Army, are they all from different parts of the country?
The whole country, yes. And you'll tend to find the further north you go, the more... Not difficult accent because it's a lovely accent. It's just there's regional variations.
Are there some people that even you don't know what they're saying?
I think I can now interpret.
Okay.
Do you have a hard time understanding some Americans? Like, do we sound strange?
Not really, no, because we get so much American television and movies and things like that, so we're all quite used to it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I guess, are there certain words that are in English or not, like, you can't say or...
Well, yeah, there's a really... We actually got... It was a really funny thing somebody put up on one of the Tartan Army group chats, because in Scotland, a kind of colloquial term for a sandwich, like, is a piece. So it's like a piece with cheese or a piece with meat.
Okay.
And apparently in America, that's like a gun. Is
like,
that
it can be a gun.
Then there's also like, I got my side piece, you know, which is like a girlfriend on the side.
So we were told not to go through customs and tell them that you had like a piece in your bag that your mom had made for you or something.
So. You definitely don't want to do that. There was a great word. When I heard you were coming on, I went to the website and I was watching some of the videos you guys had, and you used the word snog, which is that like
what a snog?
Yeah, what is a snog?
A snog is, oh my goodness, how did what website were you watching?
They were talking about going to the cave, like somebody called into your show and said, I remember
snog,
Kat and I went to the cave.
So, like, see, when you would go to like a nightclub or a disco, and at the end of the night, you had a kiss with somebody.
Yeah.
So just like a kiss.
Oh, it's a snog.
That's a snog.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh. It sounds like a very, it sounds more vulgar than it actually
is.
No,
it's quite innocent, actually.
Yeah.
Shortbread is great. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where's the team staying, by the way? Are they downtown somewhere?
Charlotte, I think.
Oh. Charlotte?
Yeah.
That's a long drive. That's like 20 hours, I think, from here?
Yeah, I think they fly in.
Okay.
Flying for the game and then go back to North Carolina?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Really?
That's unbelievable.
They usually have like one night in the host city.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll tell because there's usually a big branded bus. Okay. Just feeling all the kids go down and
do you guys have a bus? You said you threatened to come in the tartan bus, or no?
Oh, we have tartan taxis. So it's not us. Again, it's Visit Scotland who are just trying to promote Scotland to America because do you know that you're our number one visitors?
Bro, I did not
really?
Know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Yep. If I wanted to go drink with some Scottish people, where would I go? Like, where would
in
I go?
In Scotland or here?
Here. Like, where are you guys gathering? Like, I want to hang out.
They're marching.
Like, I want to be part of this.
To be part of this?
Yeah, well, I do.
You need to come downtown.
Okay.
And then,
I live downtown.
Perfect. Well, we'll all come to your house then.
Do your phones work here? You got it working?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
We're all good with that. Yeah. Why don't I drop you a pin later?
Yes.
And you can come and join us.
I'm going to give you my number. I'm honestly going to take you up on this.
I think you should.
I want to hang out with the Tartan Army.
Should. We're going to have fun. I mean, we do kind of gravitate to Irish bars.
Love it.
But anywhere that's got live music.
And isn't that honest, a rivalry with Ireland or no?
Oh, no, because we're both kind of Celtic countries. So like Ireland, Wales and Scotland are all much of, you know, we all get on.
Okay, good.
There's a couple great Irish bars downtown. Yeah, of course.
Well, that's a great rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah,
Scotland,
of course.
England.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I will. Okay. Drop me. Because I know some good Irish bars that you would love.
Fantastic.
And I
feel like this is like sharing culture.
Yes. Yeah. Without a question. All right. So what should we expect from the game? Is the team any good?
Blowout.
Well, do you know, we've got the best team I think we've had in a long time. We've got a lot of players that play in the English Premiership, which is probably one of the best leagues in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a player called Scott McTominay, who was nominated for the Ballon d'Or, which is basically the best players in the world.
Okay.
So we've never really had that for a long, long time. So he's really good.
Yeah.
He plays for Napoli. We've got players that play in Serie A, you know, the big Italian league as well. So I think, truthfully, if we finish third and get out the group, that's amazing.
That
because
would be
amazing. Scotland, this is our 9th World Cup. As I said, the first one in 28 years. But we have never, ever got out the group stages before.
Awesome.
And then would you stay? Never. Would you, like, find the money to stay somehow and go wherever it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd sell my flat. I'll move in with you guys.
Yeah, come on in.
Why the hell not?
Well, the Boston hospitality is so good. Somebody will put me up. It'll be fine.
Okay. Sure. No question. All right. Yeah. Well, Kat, as I said, I now have an official, like a favorite team I'm rooting for in this
totally.
Whole thing.
Oh, please do, because we do need backing from everybody, and we're a nice bunch. And
you certainly are.
As I said, we've never got out the group stages before. So, you know, come on, root for the underdog.
Excellent. Well, Kat Harvey from Scotland STV Radio.
Presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here, Rich.
That's right. And she is with the, she's covering the Tartan Army, who's here, and the, of course, your Scottish team. Thank you so much, Kat, for coming in.
It's been an absolute blast. Thank you so much.
If you win, you got to come back on with us. All right?
No bother. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Awesome.
2 days later, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Of course. Thank you, Kat, so much. All right. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.